Amen to that. All right, now let's see where we're going from here. We talked about spiritual warfare, and we've gotten over into this area that we're talking about the weapons of our warfare. So I'm going to start reading here, starting at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in that evil day. And having done all to stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, having the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. Underline that particular verse right there, if you will, to highlight it. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Underline sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Underline word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, it's interesting how we got down to this fact that, one, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And one of the things we learned about faith is faith always shifts the battle. So whatever you're up against, when faith comes, it's shifted out of your hands into God's hands. And that's why it calls for you to rest. Verse 11 says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, if you look at that same verse in the Amplified, put it up there, please. And in the Amplified, it says just a little bit different. It says, put on the whole armor, the armor of a heavy armed soldier, which God supplies, that you may be able successfully to stand up against all the strategies and deceits of the devil. Now, it says in that verse, heavy armed soldier, which God supplies. See, God will supply it. And so tonight, we want to go all the way down here and say in verse 16, pardon me, above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Okay? So this sword of the Spirit is the word of God. And by the way, it is an offensive weapon. Remember this man came into church and he's breathing hard, said, and to the deacons and people, they said, what's wrong with you? He said, I got the devil on the run. He said, praise God. He said, only one problem, he's chasing me. Well, he's not supposed to chase you with a sword in your hand. And my point to you is you supposed to have him on the end of that sword at all times. All right? And that is all it takes. See? Now, I want to go through this because there are weapons that we use. And one of the weapons is the word of God. Another weapon is the name of Jesus. Another weapon is the blood of Jesus. Now, all these are weapons that you can use. And prayer is a platform by which it launches that word. That's one of the platforms that you use. You can use confession, some other things. All right. So let's just look at this now. So we're talking about the weapons of our warfare, and we're talking about the word of God tonight, because that's where we want to go. Now, let's go to Proverbs chapter 4, please. I'm going to whip through these fairly quickly because I want to cover quite a bit of area before we leave. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My son, attend to my words. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ears to my sayings, and let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, For they are life to them that those that find them, and they are health or medicine to all their flesh. Next verse. Keep thine heart with all what? Diligence. For out of it are the what? Issues of life. So guard your heart. Let's go over to Proverbs chapter 23, please. Proverbs chapter 23, look at verse 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. In other words, whatever you think is where you're going to end up. Whatever you think, watch this, is what you will become. See, and you know yourself, you look on television, and all it's showing now is medications, seemingly. I mean, I've never seen so much advertisement about medication, I think, in my life. And they start going down the list of things. Well, you have this, and you have this. Well, if you don't have that, you have this. And you ever had chicken pox, you got shingles. You know, really, you know and I know. Am I right about it? You got to guard your heart. And look what it says in Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 32. If thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, if thou hast thought evil, put your hand over your mouth. Why? Because you're designed to think and speak what you think or what you believe. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, what happens? Your mouth is going to speak. So this, the way you are designed, that you were not designed to think thoughts that were not of God, that God planned for you to think his thoughts. And also, you were not designed to speak anything that you didn't want to come to pass. And so what the enemy has done is, because of the mentality now, because of the fall, mankind is saying all kinds of things that he or she never wants to come to pass. But what I'm here to do is get you back to the Word. And let you see the power of the Word, because the enemy now, because his power has been stripped, he works on some level called suggestion. And that level. Now, what he wants is the mind. And I want to say something about that. That, I know I wrote it in this just a minute. I want to say that my goodness, just hold on just a minute. My goodness, with word. Okay, here it is. The key to Satan's defeat is to keep him out of your mind. The key to Satan's defeat is to keep him out of your mind. Now, remember, we're talking about going in and possessing the giants. We're going in, we're facing the giants now, okay? And in facing these giants, we got to understand that they're coming with everything. But Satan knows that he's got to get into your mind first. Now, I want to talk about this a little bit, because this is really powerful teaching here tonight. Let's look at Philippians, please. Philippians and chapter 4. Over in Philippians chapter 4, he says, starting at verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your what? Your hearts and minds through what? Christ Jesus. He's not done. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are what? True. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just. whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things